This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're welcoming the fall season with food. The leaves are dropping, there's a chill in the air, and Alaska's edible bounty is changing. Local food blogger Heidi Dragas knows just how to embrace that change, and she's starting at the Sears Mall Farmer's Market.
We probably don't need too many of these. I'll grab one more.
Dragas writes the food blog Cheena Girl Cooks, and her newest recipe is going to capture all that is fall.
I'm thinking we're going to roast a bunch of fall vegetables, so we'll get some potatoes, we'll get some carrots, we'll get some beets.
Dragas says this is her favorite time of year to cook, and she can't wait to get started.
I love fall, and especially after this rainy season that we've had in Anchorage. I am really looking forward to just, let's be done with it and turn the corner and, you know, start making casseroles.
Back in her kitchen, I asked Dragas if she has any food advice for someone who isn't as thrilled as she is about the departure of summer.
Make spaghetti sauce, a meat spaghetti sauce. Because it's so aromatic, it makes the whole house smell good. Something about that kind of lifts your mood. Or, as most of my girlfriends do, if you're in the doldrums, make homemade mac and cheese. That's like the answer to almost any question. Like, are you depressed? Make mac and cheese. Do you need a casserole to bring? Make mac and cheese.
The recipe Dragas has chosen for today is salmon with roasted vegetables, all topped with a chimichurri sauce. The sauce sounds fancy, but it's actually very simple. It's made with olive oil, salt and pepper, garlic, and some fresh parsley from Dragas' garden.
We need quite a bit. We need enough to make a cup, and we don't want to use the stems. So we're going to grab quite a bit of the parsley. And if you don't have a little handy duck garden like I do, you can grab it at the store.
Most of the ingredients Dragas will be using can be found at your local grocery store, but one secret ingredient from the farmer's market is going to add some exotic color.
We got a beautiful chioggia, C-H-I-O-G-G-I-A. It's the candy cane stripe beet.
The beets will go into the oven with some carrots and potatoes at 425 degrees for about 30 minutes. But before that, some basic seasoning.
Vegetables need it. Vegetables are bland. They need a little salt. And now I'm going to do several grinds of fresh ground pepper. I love cumin. I love paprika. I love saffron. And dried dill is great. I love all those flavors. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, salt and pepper are cook's best friend.
That kind of simple cooking can be found in most of Dragas' blog recipes. She says when the ingredients are fresh, you don't need to overthink it. The silver salmon she'll be using is also seasoned with just salt and pepper.
And we're going to put it on medium, medium high, and make sure it's nice and hot first before we add the salmon. Nice little sizzle on that. Okay, so we're going to let that cook down for about a couple minutes, maybe 2 minutes, and then we're going to turn it over and then put the whole thing in the oven and finish in the oven so the middle can also cook.
And with some excellent timing, all of Dragas' food comes out of the oven at the same time.
I'm going to take out these. I think these are done. They look beautiful. Yeah, I hear that sizzle. Just golden, caramely, crispy deliciousness.
Lastly, she'll be using some sprouts she got at the farmer's market as a garnish.
Those Seattle restaurants have all their little fancy microgreens. Well, we have ours now. So what did we get? We got the bull's blood and we got some mustard sprouts, microgreens. So this is going to be one really pretty dish. This is like you don't even want to eat it.
But we do eat it. And man, are we glad.
I'm so sad that this is my last bite. This is good.
Are you ready for winter?
Am I ready for winter now?
Yeah.
Bring it. Bring it, Mother Nature. I'm ready for, bring on, let's start with fall. I'm great with fall, and then bring on the snow. I've got a freezer full of salmon to keep me happy.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. To see Dragas' newest recipe, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.